Hi guys, my name is Lauren Curtis. I've been on social media since 2011, and since then I've grown a following of over 7 million people across my platforms, and I have learned a lot along the way. The Mental Makeover podcast shares real, very honest advice on all things happiness, body image, self-love, relationships, spirituality, and reaching your goals. Today's episode of the podcast is a question and answer format. I wanted to interact with you guys a bit more and answer any questions that you might have for me. And I'm no guru, but if I can share my two cents and someone's asked for it, then I may as well give it a shot. I received so many questions about friendships, so that is what this episode will be focused on. Also, I won't be sharing the person who asked the question's name, just out of respect for their privacy. Someone asked, "Hi Lauren, how do I deal with a friend who can be very draining and negative? I've tried to help them with the problems they've been having for years, but it can get very exhausting trying to help someone who never really tries to help themselves." Ah yes, I feel like we have all known this kind of person before. You might love them to death, you might love so many of their traits, they might be awesome people, but you can't help but notice that every time you're around them, they drain your energy, or they're whinging, or they're complaining, or they're doing this and doing that, and you just feel flat after spending time with them, which really sucks because you love them and they're your friend, but how do you work around that? It's the same thing when a friend goes through a breakup. In the immediate, like most raw phase, you will try to help them as much as you possibly can. You will rock up at their doorstep, you'll bring chocolate, you'll bring movies, you'll bring everything that is good in this world, and you'll try and make them feel better, and you'll cry with them, you'll talk through it for hours and hours and days, and you'll be there for them whenever they need you because you don't want your friend to be in pain. It's as simple as that. That might go on for a couple of weeks. You've given them all of the advice that you can give them, all of the energy that you can give them because you want them to feel better, but then it keeps going on longer, and it's not that you're inconsiderate or heartless, but there isn't really anything else you can say because you've already said it all, and that friend just needs to start the work on themselves now, because life isn't going to change unless you put in the work to change it. And that doesn't mean that what you didn't go through sucks, but it just means that at some point, if they want to feel better, they need to take control of their own life. It's only so much you can do. The same thing goes with friends or even relatives or whatever they may be to you in your life. If they have an issue that's reoccurring or they're constantly whinging and complaining about something, and you said all you can say and you've done all you can do and you've given them your best advice and they still keep on complaining, that is where you need to remove yourself from the situation, because it is not your job to make that person feel better. That is not your job. That is not your skill set, unless you're a psychologist or a therapist or someone who really knows how to help that person out of that hole. Then you can't do anything else for them, and you need to let yourself off the hook and not feel guilty for not indulging them in their problems. You can't be held accountable for not helping them when you've done everything you can possibly do and they're not putting in the steps to change it themselves. If they really needed help, they would go and speak to a professional about it. They would put things in place to change it. And if they can't change it, then there's no point in complaining about it because it can't be changed. It's that simple. You need to protect your energy. If you're giving your precious energy to this person who isn't doing anything constructive with it, you're draining yourself of energy that could be used for people that actually appreciate it. And it's not to say that the person doesn't appreciate it, but they're not using it. So why wouldn't you save that energy and put it into something that can actually give you results or give you satisfaction, or that can actually change something or help someone? Because that's why you initially gave them that energy in the first place. You thought it might help, and I'm sure it did, but it hasn't helped enough to get them out of that situation, because that's not your job. How can you help someone that doesn't want to help themselves? You can't. You need to let them go, be very respectful of the fact that they're probably still hurting, so you can't just be like, well, you can if you want to, but that's a rough way to go. You know what? I tried to help you. You're not helping yourself. Good luck. Bye. That's not the best way to go about it. The best way, in my opinion, would be to say, look, I understand that this sucks. For X, Y, Z reasons, this sucks, and I want you to feel better, and I want to help you, but I feel like I've said all I can say, and I've done all I can do. So maybe it's time you spoke to this person about this, or changed this, or removed that, or did this, and maybe it might actually do a world of good and completely change the situation. Maybe it'll help you feel better, and that's all I want for you. I just want you to be happy and back to yourself again. I just want the best for you. I want you to be happy. So I feel like I had to be honest and share how I was feeling, because in the end, all I want is the absolute best for you. There can be a fine line between being like empathetic and then actually enabling bad behavior. Well, not even bad behavior, but self-destructive behavior. Sometimes you just need to cut the cord and let them find their own feet and struggle and do it on their own, because sometimes that's the only way out of it. They obviously need to learn the lesson the hard way, which is on their own. You've been there for them. If they really, really need you, you'll always be there, but it's time to let them find their own feet. Somebody else said, I've been friends with a girl for 5 years. We used to work together, we've lived together, etc. She's always been very sarcastic and her humor is very dry. However, the last 2 years, how much she criticizes me has increased a lot. She doesn't really ask much about me when I see her, and when I do tell her stuff, she always has a strong critical opinion. She'll often mention things from the past that have gone wrong, e.g. when I dated a guy that didn't work out. She often says, tell me what happened with him again. Although she knows the story inside and out and knows it's hurtful for me to explain it all again. I have hard times and low moods and I live alone. She's a half hour drive away and has never come to see me in the last year of living alone. She recently had a big career achievement and I traveled and was there on her opening night and sent her flowers to congratulate her. Big career things in my life are rarely discussed. Recently, I've been feeling like I want to step away from this friendship, but how? I want to be honest and kind, but don't want to upset her and wonder whether it would be more hurtful for her to know or just to let it drift as it is already. First of all, yuck. Yuck. That is so annoying. I'm sorry. That is so. The fact that she asks you questions about painful things that you know she already knows about, that is horrible and evil. And I know I don't know the whole story, but that is not someone you want in your life. And I'm glad you're asking me the question about how to remove someone like that from your life, because I'm glad that you can see that person for what they are. And if anyone else is in this situation, please, it all comes down to my constant message that I'm drilling into all of you when you listen to this podcast. Know your worth and know your value, because it sounds like your friends don't, and your friends are treating you badly, and you need to put your foot down and not accept that kind of treatment from anyone. In terms of how to actually end it, this can be a tricky one. If I'm being perfectly honest, this may sound petty, but me personally, I would let it drift, because it sounds like this person is not even worth the energy of you taking the time out of your day, having to word a message, think about it, worry about the response back. So realistically, probably the wrong thing to say, but I just let it drift. It requires no energy on either parts, and it sounds like she's not going to go out of her way to ask you what's happening, what's wrong, why haven't you spoken, because it sounds like she doesn't really care because she's not a great friend. If you truly want to say something for your own peace of mind, totally get that, and that's probably the more morally correct thing to say, I guess, if that's even a term, morally correct. But in that instance, I'd probably just say, hey, so-and-so, I hope you're doing well. Hope the new job's great. I've been thinking about things a bit recently, and I feel like it would be better for both of us if we just, you know, ended the friendship here. I mean, how do you say that? It's like breaking up with someone that's a friend. And it's not even a case of it's not you, it's me. It's like, it's you, it's not me. I don't even know how you'd say this. You know the best way to say it, but it would just be along the lines of, I appreciate you. I wish the absolute best for you. I know you're going to achieve amazing things, and I appreciate our friendship over the past XYZ years. I just think we're going in different directions. We're kind of on different wavelengths. I don't feel like the respect is equal. I kind of feel a little bit belittled by the things you do sometimes. And as much as I want to be your friend, I think it's just better if we parted ways. I don't even know what the best way to say that is, because it's a very awkward thing to say. And I think regardless of how you say it, that person's probably going to take it the wrong way and make you feel like you're a villain and you're evil, and they'll probably say nasty things. I mean, that's the worst case scenario, but this person doesn't seem like they want the best for you, so I'm sure they're not going to take the moral high road. So that's, again, why I'd probably just let it slide and let it just drift, because it's just passive and it's easier and you don't have any, like, animosity. You don't need to say, you did this wrong. You just want to politely part ways. Because let's be honest, even if you did confront them and you said, you did this wrong, you did this wrong, you did this wrong, they're not going to see it. They're not going to admit to it. They're not going to say sorry, unless they're great and maybe they just take a miraculous turn for the better and they start respecting you all of a sudden. But if their past behavior is any indicator of future behavior, it seems like they're going to take the low road. And so I would conserve my energy and just let it drift. But if you want closure, write the message, but just be aware that you'll probably get a bad response. Fingers crossed, that's a very pessimistic view of mine, but I'm just being a realist. But I wish you all the best, and I hope you sort it out, and I hope you get peace and they move on with their lives too. Another question. I would love to know how to deal with friends that are jealous and never have your best intentions at heart. How do you be pleasant and peaceful in group situations, e.g. gatherings like dinner, when they're giving you the evil eyes and trying to always shut you down? How do you maintain your integrity and friendship with the others around you? If friends are being persuaded by one particular friend who is toxic, can you let your other friends know this person is toxic without sounding like a bitch, as they're unaware of their toxic behaviours yet? The first thing I do is confront the person who is causing you the most grief, which is this jealous friend, and ask them, like, what's the problem here? I feel like you have a problem with me. I feel like you have an issue with me. I'd just like to know what it is that you think I've done or said, or why I make you feel this way, because I would like to sort through it, because I feel like it started to affect my relationship with my other friends because the dynamic has changed and I just like to get to the bottom of it. Always go to the source of the issue first, because it's petty to beat around the bush and talk to your friends first and never actually address the elephant in the room, because at least you can say that you spoke to that person, and if they didn't give you a good explanation, then you can say to your friends, look, I spoke to this person, I was honest about my feelings, and they had this response, and I'm just letting you know that if it's a little bit awkward in the future, it's because I tried to clear things up, I tried to make it better, but they didn't want to, so here we are. Whereas if you didn't speak to them first, you can't say that, and it's basically just gossiping behind someone else's back, which doesn't really make you any better. And if you put yourself in their shoes, it's just a crappy way to be, and you don't want to stoop to their level. So always confront the issue with the person head on and go by their response. Who knows? Maybe they'll even apologize. Maybe they, for some crazy reason, they didn't realize that they were doing that, so they'll do their best to fix it or to change it or to improve, and that's great. And then the problem is hopefully resolved. But if they don't, if they have a bad reaction, then all you can do is be honest with your friends and say, this is what it is. And that way, if you actually speak to your friends directly about it and be honest about what happened, that the other friend that you have the problem with can't go to them and say, she never said this to me. She never confronted me. How can I be better if she never actually told me what was wrong? How can I fix it if I didn't even need to be fixed? Or even spreading rumors and lies about you and saying that you said something you didn't actually say. If you're honest with your friends first, then there is nothing that can be done. And if your friends don't believe you, then that is a reflection of them and how good of a friend they are to you. It's time to confront them. And once that's done, and if it's a bit messy and it wasn't a clean cut, then you can talk to your friends politely, not gossipy, because that makes you as bad as the other person. Just politely say, this is what happened. Just letting you know, I don't want to let it affect the group dynamic, but it may be a little bit awkward if it's just her and I. So if you don't mind, let's just like try to avoid that and keep going on as usual. Another question. Hi, Loz. I would love your perspective on how to handle friendships that have seemed to expire. I've been trying my best to hang on to friendships, which I can tell, in brackets, from their end, that they aren't invested anymore. I'd love to know your advice on how you handle friendships like this, considering I want to keep these friendships so badly, but it seems like they aren't as equally invested. First of all, you need to confront them and tell them how you feel. As I mentioned before, you can't expect someone to fix something they didn't know was broken. So you need to tell them what you're feeling, why you're feeling that way, and give them the opportunity to explain themselves and to potentially justify or apologize for their behavior. And that may change the course of this answer completely. Maybe they'll apologize and they'll say, I'm so sorry, I didn't realize I was doing that. I love you. I'll do my best to make sure I don't behave like that again. But if they don't, if that's not the way it goes, and they don't apologize, they don't acknowledge it, or they kind of brush you off or push it under the rug, then there isn't anything else you can do. Know your value, know what you bring to the table. It's the same thing as a, like, romantic relationship. You can't expect to overcompensate for someone else's lack of effort. And so if someone's not making you feel wanted or appreciated, do not continue to put yourself in that situation, because it's only going to make yourself feel worse about yourself. And you don't deserve that, because you're amazing. And I'm sure you're an incredible friend, and you give and you give and you give. And some people just don't appreciate that or don't acknowledge that. Or maybe they even just take you for granted. And there are so many people out there that would not do that. And it can be hard to make new friends, but it's so possible. It is not as hard as it's made out to be. You just need to literally understand what it is in a friendship that you want. It's the same thing with romantic relationships. You need to not settle for people that don't treat you right, because it sounds like you'd be an amazing friend. And there are so many people listening to this that don't have any friends that would kill to have a friend like you that actually wanted to spend time with them and were invested in them. And it's a real shame that you're currently in a situation where that person that you want to spend time with isn't reciprocating that feeling. So know your worth, know that there are so many other people that would kill to be friends with you, and stop wasting your energy on someone who isn't worthy of it. But all of that only applies if that person didn't respond well to you raising your concerns, but you've just got to raise them in the first place. And it's as simple as saying, hey, I just had to get this off my chest, or I've just been thinking about this a bit lately, and for this reason and this reason and this reason, I feel like maybe you don't want to spend time with me anymore, or we've drifted apart and I miss you, and I'm wondering if there's any reason why that might be. Have I done anything to upset you, or is there another reason that I might not know? Please just be honest. I'd rather you tell me the truth now and we can sort through it. Or if you'd like to stop hanging out, then that's fine too, and I respect your decision, but I just wanted to be honest and get your feedback. But yes, you're amazing. Don't ever forget it, no matter how somebody makes you feel. Another question. Hey, Lauren, just a question for your podcast. How do you deal with friends who can be very competitive / bitter when they see you doing good in your own life? I don't. If my friends aren't happy for me when good things happen to me, they are not my friends. That is not a friend. That is a reflection of them and their insecurities. They're obviously wishing that they were achieving that themselves, but they're not, and you are. So instead of being happy for you and congratulating you and lifting you up, they're pulling you down, because they can't be happy for someone else when they haven't reached that goal themselves, which is very petty and immature. Or maybe it's just confronting for them because, yeah, they thought that they would have achieved that similar goal, or they would have done something as amazing, or it makes them see themselves in a light that they don't like seeing themselves in. It makes them feel less accomplished or less successful or less amazing, when in reality, it has no bearing on the kind of person they are. If someone else does good, it doesn't mean that they're a lesser person. If their friend does something amazing, it means that they've got an awesome friend who's kicking goals, and they should be happy for them. And if your friends don't see that, or don't treat you that way, or don't lift you up, then they are not your friends, because that isn't what friends do. If I constantly noticed that my friends weren't congratulating me on things, at first I'd kind of let it slide, because I think maybe they just didn't see it, or maybe they don't realize it's a big deal for me, or maybe this. But if it's a consistent thing where I realize that, like, say one friend never congratulates me on something, I'd be like, oh, that's kind of gross. I wonder if that's on purpose. And then if I start noticing other behaviors from them that are also in line with that kind of jealousy or just bitterness, then I would get to a point where I'd actually confront them when I know it's happened enough times for it to not be a coincidence anymore. And I'd say, hey, I'm just wondering if there's something wrong or you're upset or there's any reason why you never seem to be happy for me when I reach a goal or achieve something, because I feel like if you achieved that, I'd be so happy for you and I'd be the first person to say congratulations, but you never really seem to do that for me. So is there a reason? I'm just wondering. Please be honest, as I respect you and really value you as a friend, and I'd love to work through this. Again, like the answers of all of these questions, if they don't give you a nice response, then that tells you everything you need to know, and they are not worthy of repairing the friendship because they don't value and respect your happiness or you as a friend, and you have not got time for that, my friend. Another question. Hi Lauren, I've had bad luck with friends since moving to Australia 7 years ago, and I've always found myself in the position where friends have thrown me under the bus to save themselves in social situations or put me down to boost themselves publicly. And even as a 21-year-old, I found myself having to step away from a 2-year friendship for these exact reasons. My family and my boyfriend say I put too much love and trust into my friendships for it not to be reciprocated, and since this is the 4th friendship where it's become clear that said friend doesn't have the same level of respect for me as I have for them, I'm starting to believe them. The thought of not caring as much in a friendship, however, doesn't sit well with me, and I guess my question is, if this happened to you over and over and it was starting to affect your mental health, would you make yourself care less and give less to a friendship or put yourself out there to potentially be hurt again? First of all, I'm so sorry that you're in this position. Again, it just reminds me of how many people I see on like Facebook groups, how many girls that are desperate for female friends, but they can't find any. And there's people like you out there that sound like you give everything to a friendship, and then to have people not appreciate that when there are so many people that would die to be friends with you actually breaks my heart. That is so crappy. And the fact that you're even asking me if you should care less and make yourself care less just because the people that you've been dealing with are crap, that really sucks. And no, you shouldn't change who you are. You sound amazing and we need more people like you in this world. The problem is not with you. You do not need to change anything. The problem is with the people that you're encountering, that you're dealing with, that are befriending you. These people need a reality check, and they're obviously taking you for granted and just disrespecting you or betraying you, and that's horrible. No, I would not change the person I am, as I just said. This is not a you problem, it is a them problem, and you will find someone who appreciates you for all that you are, which is amazing. And gosh, I wish I could like start a Facebook group with all these people that are writing me questions, all of you amazing people that are being treated badly by crappy people, and put you all in a group and let all of these amazing friendships blossom, because it's breaking my heart that you're dealing with people that suck. Anyway, back to the question. Maybe instead of giving your all straight away, it's kind of like dating. You wouldn't share everything with someone, like every single smallest part of your life with someone until, and I'm not saying you're doing that with your friends, but I'm just giving you an example. You wouldn't do that until you're sure that you can trust that person and that the energy is reciprocated. And sometimes, unfortunately, people, even when you do that, even when you take your time and you go slow, people only show their true colors after a certain period of time, which could be like a year or 6 months or 2 years. And it comes down to the same kind of advice that I gave in my breakups episode. You do not need to feel like you've wasted your time on this friendship because you haven't. You don't need to regret anything because you haven't done anything wrong. You are yourself, you are your amazing self, and that is incredible, and there's nothing about you that needs to change. All you need to take away from this is the good times that you spent with those friends, because you were happy in those moments. You should never regret anything that made you happy, and appreciate it for what it is. Same as the breakup, appreciate it for what it is, but respect yourself enough to move on from a situation that is not serving you correctly, because it sounds like this situation is not. And there are always people out there that will respect you and that will show you the love that you show them. I need you to focus on meeting those people and focus on finding people that reciprocate your energy, and try not to focus on your bad experiences with friends, because sometimes that can only create more of that, and you can bring more people into your life that treat you that way. Even if it's you have to fake it till you make it, just start putting it out there that you will meet friends that love and respect you, that reciprocate your energy, that are trustworthy, that lift you up, that appreciate you for all that you are. And I'd like to think sooner rather than later, you will meet this person or these people that make you so happy that you never change the incredible person that you are, because they respect and appreciate and love you for exactly who that person is. Next question. I don't really have friends. My sister is my BFF, which is amazing. But if she's away or busy, it's so disheartening sometimes not having a group to hang out with. Coming from a small town where people are so judgmental and cruel and don't get to know you for themselves and go by hearsay makes it so hard to make friends. Some days it really gets me down, and other times I'm okay with being on my own. But advice on coping without friends and being in your own company would be amazing. This is hard for me because, well, it's not hard for me, but it's an interesting question because I love my own company. I absolutely adore my friends. I have the best time with my friends. I'm always in hysterics. They've got my back no matter what. I have the best friends ever. But I'm also so happy to be on my own. I've always been that way. I don't know why. Maybe it's because I'm a massive introvert, but I really enjoy my own company. And this relates to your question, how to enjoy being in your own company. I just take it as like a relaxing moment where I can do whatever I want to do. I can stay in bed all day. I can watch Netflix all day. I can order fatty food. I can binge watch TV shows. I can do my makeup just for the hell of it. I can go online shopping. I can watch, I don't know, YouTube videos. I can do whatever I want and not have to feel like I have to entertain someone else or worry about what they're thinking or doing. And that's not to say that I do feel that way when I'm with my friends or my family, because I don't ever feel that way. But this is what I love about being alone, is that like, it's just no judgment. Not that anyone judges me in the first place, as I just said, no one does. But we always like project. We're always thinking, oh, I bet that person, you know, is thinking this or that, or maybe I'm being rude, or maybe I'm doing this, or maybe I should eat this or watch this or whatever. When you're on your own, you can do whatever the hell you want to do, and you can do it without having to think twice about it. And that's what I like most about being my own company. I can garden, I can go out for a drive, I can watch a movie, I can go to the beach and just watch the waves crash. It's just liberating. You can just do whatever you want to do. Like, hell yeah. And if you really miss having that connection with someone, there are so many Facebook groups. I know it can be hard in a small town, like, you know, branching out and meeting people, because there's only so many people you can meet in a small town. But there are so many Facebook groups where I see girls asking for friends, and they get so many responses from other women wanting friends. And it's so amazing, because sometimes it's all you need to do is put yourself out there and say, hey, does anyone like in this area want to catch up for a drink or for a bite to eat or watch a movie or something? Or just, I don't know, come over and chat. I'm this old, I like these things, and I would like to meet some friends. Another way you could meet someone is, you know, going to an event or joining a group that you have to meet up every now and then, or joining a class, or just attending something where other people will be. I mean, that's one way to meet people, but it's a little bit like harder if you're shy like I am or introverted to approach someone and be like, hey, want to be friends? Whereas if you just go on Facebook and cut straight to the point, you're eliminating all of the people that aren't interested and only honing in on the ones that are. And you're going to get responses from people that also want friends. And that way you both know what you want. It's like dating. You're clear with your intention. Both parties know what is desired from this meeting and this communication. You both want to make friends. And then you can just go from there. Next question. All of my school friends have had kids and I never want to have kids. Turns out we now don't have anything in common and I actually don't want to see them, but they still invite me to stuff. Thankfully, a childless friend dropped a hint on my behalf, but it still feels weird. I totally get this. It's always hard when you need to like distance yourself from someone or something, but they didn't actually really do anything wrong. It's just that you're on different paths. And it's really great that your friend has dropped a hint, because even though it is like a passive way of doing it, sometimes it's just a little bit easier and you don't want to hurt their feelings, because again, they've done nothing wrong. It's not like you want to say to them, hey, you guys have kids now and I don't want kids, or I don't have anything in common with you, so let's just stop talking, because even though that may be true, that's not really the nicest way to go about it. It's a case of just, like, it's fine. People grow apart. People change. I know so many people who are in this situation. One in particular, like, tried to be friends with these people for a while and a while and still appreciate them as people and still want the absolute best for them, but just noticed that because they were changing and both parties were taking different paths in life, that when they did catch up again, it was just different. And it was like awkward because so much had changed and their lives were so different and you just can't connect in the same way. And it feels like you're forcing something, and it shouldn't feel like that when it's a healthy relationship and when both parties are on the same page. So that person just ended up having to really subtly just let it drift, because they didn't want to say, hey, this isn't working out for me anymore, because it wasn't worth making a big scene because no one did anything wrong. It's just one of those crappy situations that there isn't really any right or wrong way to go about it. If it were me, I'd do what my friend did and just let it drift away. And if they reach out to you and ask what's wrong, then you can be honest and say, look, I didn't want to hurt your feelings and I love you and I respect you so much and it was nothing that you did. It just feels like we're going in different directions, and I don't want you guys to feel like you can't talk about the things you want to talk about when I'm around, because I don't have kids and it's hard for me to relate, and I love you as people, but I just feel a little bit awkward sometimes, and that's why I haven't been in contact with you. But I wish you guys all the best. It's a crappy situation, and if you do feel like they would appreciate you being upfront, then I think it is worth doing that for them, because they didn't do anything wrong. It's just one of those uncomfortable things. But if they seem fine with how it's going, then I'd probably just let it phase out. But again, it seems like they probably would mind, and it's really, really, really lovely that they're still inviting you to things. And it's really crappy that you're in this situation, because I've been in it myself before. But at the end of the day, maybe it is just worth sending them that message and saying that you love them, you appreciate them, but XYZ, what I just explained before. At the end of the day, you always know what the best thing to do is, and I wish you all the best. Last question. What to do when you end a relationship and the ex tries, in brackets, and succeeds to make everyone believe that you cheated and had an affair? Currently dealing with this, and it's been a real struggle and hard on my relationship with so many friends. It's also hard on them to hear that and not be sure what to do in that situation. Well, first of all, I mean, he sounds like a piece of crap, no offense, that's horrible. Secondly, if your friends are true friends, they will listen to both sides of the story before passing judgment and taking sides. And if they are true friends, they should take your side regardless. If they know you well enough, they should know that you are not the kind of person that would cheat. They should know your character. And if they don't know you well enough, then that's obviously disappointing. And now you know that maybe they weren't truly putting in the effort to get to know you as well as you were getting to know them. At the end of the day, if they're not believing you, that's their problem, and you should not have to convince someone that you're being honest and truthful, because they should believe you. And if your ex is doing such a good job that they are believing you, then all you can do is say, look, I know this must be tough for you to try and come to a conclusion about what is real and what is not and what's a lie and what's the truth, but I'm telling you from the bottom of my heart that I'm being honest. If you choose to believe me, that's great. I appreciate that. If you don't, then this is where the friendship ends, and I won't tolerate people that I call my friends not trusting me and believing me about something like this and something as sensitive as this. If you truly knew me, you would know that I would never, ever do this. And the fact that you choose not to believe that is a reflection on you and him and has nothing to do with me. And I wish you all the best, but this is where we cease communication forever. Goodbye. Full stop. Done. No, I'm just kidding. But that's kind of the energy that I've been putting out there, because you shouldn't have to waste your time convincing people that you're not a cheater. Ugh, how horrible. If one of my friend's exes came up to me and accused them of cheating, I'd be like, Okay, cool story. Why are you telling me this? I know my friend wouldn't do that. What is your intention here? Please take your negative, crappy energy somewhere else because it is not welcome here. Bye! It's as simple as that. I'm sorry you're in this situation. That sucks. You shouldn't be in this situation in the first place. I wish you all the best and I'm sending you big hugs. And I hope that pesky ex of yours gets the karma he deserves. I just wanted to say thank you so much for sending in your questions. I had so many and it was hard just to pick a few, but I think these kind of questions are ones that many people would be facing themselves or having themselves. If you do have any other questions you'd like me to answer, please DM me at Loz Curtis or at Mental Makeover Podcast and I will do my best to go through them and eventually respond. If you liked today's episode, please don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. It means the absolute world to me. I'm so grateful for all of your amazing responses and ratings and reviews. So far, thank you from the bottom of my heart. It helps people find this podcast, and that's all I want for this podcast. I just want it to reach as many ears as possible in the hopes that it might be able to help as many people as possible. So thank you so much for all of your love and support so far. Any ratings and reviews are so appreciated, more than you know. I love you guys so much. Thank you for listening, and I'll speak to you all next week. Bye, guys.